like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, as predicted, this Northwestern football story is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Former coach Pat Fitzgerald, the president of Northwestern, Michael Schill, and the athletic director, Derek Gragg, are listed as defendants in a lawsuit filed Tuesday morning by a former Wildcats player who said the program and its leaders were negligent in allowing hazing inside the team's locker room. So that might be where they're pushing this now more than ever, is not that he allowed it to, or not that he necessarily didn't know and just allowed it to happen, or did know and just allowed it to happen, but that you were negligent. You didn't see any signs. You weren't paying attention to your programs and whatnot. Very curious to see how this one comes out. Aaron Donald becomes the most decorated Madden 99 club member, who had a rating of 99. That is, I mean, that's got a lot of people up in arms, these ratings that come out for these players. People are like all getting, they get really upset by this. The players themselves are getting mad about this.
Well, I mean, when you have Tyreek Hill as a 98, what is the one point you're holding against him? Just give it to him. Come on.
And Donald was still really good, but is he the best player in football? Is Aaron Donald the best player in football, according to Madden, I guess?
You can say that, but then you watch him play and you see the stats and you're just like, man, he's just so dominant.
I mean,
he's the most dominant in his position for sure.
Yeah. So he's the first player to ever get to the 7-time mark. That he was the highest rated player at 99 7 times in his career. Peyton Manning did it. He was a 99 in Madden for 6 of the games. His run probably wasn't very good. That had to bring him down a little bit. But I'm glad Donald's not retiring. You know, I'm glad he's sticking around, because you're right. He is, if he's not the best player in all of football, he's up there. He is the kind of guy at a D tackle that can move all over the place. That's what you're talking about with D tackles, too. Mm-hmm. Guys that are not just there to stop the run. You want to be a great D tackle, get built like Aaron Donald.
Just
be Aaron Donald. Be that guy. Joel Embiid.
No.
He and Karl Anthony Towns cannot stop talking and cannot stop saying the wrong things. So he just finally got his MVP. And, you know, he wasn't exactly Giannis saying that it doesn't, you know, the championship's not the end of the world. That's not the ultimate goal, kind of. Like, it should be. It's professional sports. But he did say, I just want to win a championship, whatever it takes. I just don't know where that's going to be. I don't know where that's going to be, whether it's in Philly or anywhere else. I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one. And then you can think about the next one. It's not easy, but it takes more than one or two or three guys. You have to have good people around you, and myself, every single day, I work hard to be at that level so I can make it happen. So every single day, I'm working towards that. How do you throw your city, team, teammates under the bus in about 12 seconds? Just do exactly what Joel Embiid just did.
When you say, I just want to win a title by any means necessary, whether that's here or somewhere else, that tells me you're a ring chaser.
Yes.
And you will try to get on any potential super team that you can get on, and you will lose in the second round, as they always do.
He will ask to get traded pretty soon, don't you think?
Probably.
Like, he'll give it this next year, and then... because his running mate's wanting to go to Houston or the Clippers?
I don't know.
I love the NBA.
Trust the process,
I do,
Philly.
But this is just like, come on, stop
Trust
moving
the
around.
Process. Remember Ben Simmons was going to work out?
We just saw the Nuggets win a title doing what none of these other guys want to do. It's laying down the foundation.
They think that's the fluke. that can't work. That Jokic thing doesn't actually work. We have to get back to super teams. We have to get back to everyone. Yeah, we're all going to unite in one place, and we're all going to win a title together on a piece of paper. It's going to be awesome.
I just think that
social media is going to go nuts. Who's going to beat this lineup?
Joel Embiid is just, I've lost so much. Like, I'm sure he's still a decent guy and all that. I don't know. Maybe, I don't think he's a bad guy. He campaigned all year. Woe is me. I'm never going to win the MVP. I was the best ever, and nobody's given me that credit. Finally gets his MVP. And ever since, he has...
He got completely overshadowed by Jokic.
Well, yeah. And Joker has just taken off to new heights, even though he doesn't care still. But he's there. And Joel Embiid, his MVP campaign, or his post-campaign, is... You know, still, woe is me, and I want to win a championship, and I don't know if it's going to be here.
Well, because, I mean, What is loyalty in the NBA anymore, as we're seeing with Lillard?
There's loyalty until you get to a point, I guess, and then it's...
Well, what's the point of being loyal?
Yeah.
If Lillard doesn't have to be loyal even after all this time, then why does Embiid have to?
What was Dwight's line in The Office? I'm a very loyal guy. I will go to the business that values loyalty. More than the others.
Yes.
That is Damian Lillard. And Joel Embiid. I just love...
So where's he going to... Is he going to come to the West? You going to come over here to Jokic territory and try it?
Why even drop that line in there? Just, I want to win a championship, whatever it takes. I mean, if you want to leave, you might leave, but don't do it now. Don't play the seat now.
He wouldn't have said it. If he wasn't thinking about it, he wouldn't have said that.
Well, he's absolutely thinking...
If his teammate wasn't threatening to leave.
I don't know if I can win in Philadelphia. That might be as good as we were going to get.
We just fired their coach.
Yeah. And he's looking for work, too.
Where are you going to go? You're not coming to the West.
Well, Doc's like, I don't know what... I'm just going to enjoy life because I'm not getting hired.
Well, he's on ESPN now.
No, he is.
He's going to be on their play-by-play.
He'll be
him,
the...
Doris, and...
Is it Mark Jackson still?
I think maybe.
And Doris is the play-by-play?
Mm-hmm.
Do we like Doris?
She's good at her job. I'll say that. Do I enjoy listening to her? No.
Who's she taking? She's taking over for the guy that retired.
Gundy.
Oh. So it's going to be her doing play by play, and Mark Jackson and Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know. Doc Rivers doesn't exactly have the best broadcaster voice in the world, does he?
I think his voice is fine. I don't know about his pace and delivery, but there you go.
Well, the Suns made a big dent in their championship hopes. They're bringing Bol Bol over to Phoenix. They also traded Cameron Payne, and they got some picks out of the deal. I just love this line, though.
Payne, man.
Check this line out. The Phoenix Suns continued their productive offseason Sunday by agreeing to a one-year deal with free agent forward Bol Bol. Listen, bringing in Beal is productive. Bol Bol is like, oh, check that one off. We got a guy that's not very good.
The guy Ishbia thinking, oh, see, I'm going to get ahead of these guys. I'm going to get this kid. I'm going to turn him into Wemby 2.0. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, oh, everyone loves this 7'4" kid from France. Let's go get another guy just like him, but not as skilled.
This Bol Bol's going on his fifth year already.
Wow.
In his career, he has averaged 6 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, and about a block in his career. Now, last year, let's be fair, was his best year by far because it was Orlando.
Playing time.
And, yeah, they don't. They have to do something. He had 9 points per game, 6 rebounds per game. But you're 7'2". You should have more than... You should
be doing Wemby stuff.
6 rebounds per game should just fall into your hands. 6 of those, we had that talk during the playoffs, like about stats and triple-doubles. Yeah, 3 or 4 rebounds for a 7-footer are just going to be there because you're taller than everybody else. So he had 6 of them. He averaged 6 rebounds. He played 21 minutes a game, and that's all you could do? And so we're saying that adds to their productive season.
Productive in the sense that you're doing things? Sure.
You're adding bodies to your roster. There was like a cover on Twitter. It was KD, Booker, and Bol Bol, and Beal up there.
Who's going to beat this lineup?
Yeah, it's like, Bol Bol.
So you have 7 players down in Denver lineup? That can beat that lineup.
Bones had more minutes than Bol Bol. Like, he beat him. You know, he beat him. I know they're not same position, but he was good enough to get more minutes. Bol Bol is, like, disinterested in Denver. Who admits that he wish he would have done things differently?
Here?
Yeah, he did admit that. Because he just was.
It'd have been cool to see if he, you know, developed into what his talent and size could be. Like, he is what Wemby could, you know, Wemby is what Bol Bol could be. And is this the Suns trying to get ahead of the curve, saying we're going to develop this? If this is the trend that bigs are going to be going, let's just get ahead of it and develop a guy that's been in the league for a while. But I mean, we don't know if this is going to be the trend that prevails in the NBA with these athletic, skinny big men.
No, and I mean, would I rather have on a cheap deal Bol Bol as a backup in Denver off the bench, like him and Christian Brown coming off the bench? Yeah, that sounds like a fine idea because he's still hopeful that he could be that guy. I mean, it just didn't work out, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, oh, Bol Bol is still, that's still a pretty big name. But he is 7'2 and he can move. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of 7'2 guys can move like Bol Bol does. So, yeah. Good luck, Phoenix. That's what you're going for.
Who's on your bench, by the way?
Yeah, who's on your bench? Because there's just, who is on there? Like, what does that roster look like right now?
You bring out Booker, Beal, Durant, Ayton, and then Bol Bol is your 5?
Yeah. Bol Bol coming off the bench, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, your bench is still not, I mean, that's a lot of pressure you're putting on Bol Bol to be like the leader of your bench. Speaking of the bench, did the Nuggets bench improve just by what we saw in the summer?
I think you feel more confident about this bench, particularly first team all summer league Hunter Tyson. The was he third round pick?
He was your second.
He was the
third pick in the second round or. Third
overall pick for the Nuggets.
There we go. Yes.
But 5-year player at Clemson, so tons of experience. You can tell he just has that kind of maturity level to his game. It does remind me a bit of Christian Brown with just, you don't feel that he's nervous when he's on the floor at all. But yeah, very solid. Like, what, almost 20 points a game in the summer league. So he could be he could be that guy fighting for that last rotational spot on the bench.
That was the big, when we started the summer league chat, it was, you know, can Jalen Pickett earn a spot? Can Strother earn a spot? And then not only can they earn a roster spot, but can they earn a trip into the rotation? I don't know that we were necessarily talking about Hunter Tyson doing that until game one. And then you're like, this could work.
Getting like 5 threes, and you're like, who is this guy?
He doesn't look as raw. You're right. The 5-year thing is big. And that's what Calvin Booth was going for, was experience. He doesn't look as raw as any of those guys.
Mm-mm.
He looked like he was almost as much with it than as Peyton Watson did out there. You know, the way he'd pass the ball off, helping with the offense, bring the ball. He was doing all those things you asked him to do.
It's those little technique things that you learn in a 5-year career at one spot. You just pick up on all these little technique details. And when you take those to the NBA, especially to coach like Malone, he sees it and says, hey, this kid's got it. Yeah, he's not going to be a superstar immediately, but he's got all the little things I'm looking for to show me you can play at this level.
And Calvin Booth just keeps going in that trajectory that Tim Conley went in. Let's find guys that have a really good attitude, are very good team players. Strother's one of those guys. Jalen Pickett's certainly one of those guys, and so is Hunter Tyson. But experienced players that have not just spent 1 year with a team, guys that have built with their programs for a while.
Have gone through the ups and downs of a season.
Yeah, that is what you want, because it's not all, you go to Kentucky and it's like, everything's great at Kentucky. But is it going to be great? How am I going to handle adversity for the first time in the NBA when we're maybe we're a bad team, maybe we're getting beat, whatever. Nuggets won't be that team, but those are certainly guys Calvin Booth looking at right now.
You can't walk into a championship team and expect it to just be easy.
No.
You got to walk into it knowing you got to put the hard work in, just like the guys did last year to win that title.
So in the order of guys that earned maybe more talk, at least about where they'll be in the rotation, Hunter Tyson.
Sure.
Peyton Watson was kind of already set.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't play the last 2 summer games.
Right.
So he's good. Nobody's worried about him. And then it's Hunter Tyson. And then Strother. Or was Gillespie. It Gillespie?
Gillespie.
Yeah, he made the game. The two games I watched, he was always, he looked really good. Like, good for summer league.
Yeah, I would say Gillespie, Watson, and Tyson are your three big takeaways from summer.
Well, it was overall, summer is fine. But you did get a takeaway. That's what's good about that. You did actually get a takeaway. 21 minutes after the hour, thanks to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor, my friend Ryan Hicks. Yeah, he and his partner formed this thing 20 years ago. Two UNC Bears alumni. They're always working for the folks of Northern Colorado. That is a no-brainer for them. They specialize in risk management, commercial, personal insurance needs for Weld County. They're your go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. So vital, so big in this area. That's Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. 970-674-8825. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call Ryan at Renaissance Insurance today, 970-674-8825. 21 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week and tastings going on this weekend as well. Game Beer of the Week, Sam Adams Summer Ale. I'm a big Samuel Adams guy. Big fan there, so you can't go wrong. Friday, we've got the tasting coming up they're going to be trying to wines on Friday. So they'll have like Grillo White and a red blend there from Doppio Paso Wines, I believe. It's on Friday. Saturday's tasting, Restoration Rye Whiskey. So from Restoration, you're going to try the rye whiskey there at On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, so the Rockies, how about that? They beat the Yankees. Now, Aaron Judge didn't play in this series, did he? He was out. He was off for two games at least. I didn't watch actually last night. I was so tired and exhausted from the golf, and then my kid, right after golf, I'm tired. Brian and Tanner are like, oh, we're going to go nap by the AC, and my kid's like, let's go to Urban Air jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And jump, and jump, and jump some more.
That's perfect after 18 holes.
Oh, I was drenched. I was absolutely drenched.
Are you sore?
Very. All over the place. And I'm getting, as the day goes on, because I'm sore from golf. Like, I don't golf, so those movements are stuff I don't do. I also don't jump on the trampoline a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, all those things are, and I'm drenched, dude. I'm out there on the trampoline, because I'm one of those dads. I get out there. I'm out on the trampoline, jumping right along with it.
In your head.
In my head. I'll jump up pretty high and stuff. But anyway, we were exhausted. So by the time my kid goes to sleep, I shut her down, and I shut her down hard. So I was like, this morning I woke up, I'm still groggy, but didn't see the Rockies get the dub.
I was in and out on this game because it's the Rockies, and I'm like, okay, oh, they're winning for a bit. I'll turn it on for a sec, and then the Yankees get a home run, and it's okay, this game's over. And then CJ Cron hits a grand slam, and it's, what's going on? I jump back on, and we're going into extra innings. I'm like, okay, this game's over. And then Alan Trejo.
Oh, my gosh. And the Yankees broadcasters are like, He's never hit a home run before. Just won the game.
And he's just, oh, and there it is.
I got to tell you, I still think Dick Monfort is weird and has a weird thing of doing things, a weird way of doing things. Not necessarily like as a businessman and stuff. I think he's damn good at that. But I don't know. Maybe there is something to this youth movement for next season.
Sure, you could just tell us that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I know, and that's your big...
Well, and he's riding high off of, you know, oh, Taylor Swift, big downtown economy boost. Also, we sold out the stadium 3 days in a row. That's pretty cool.
All Yankees fans and stuff.
It doesn't matter what color shirts they're wearing. They're there at the park.
Does that bother you? Now, you're not a Colorado native, but you have certain teams that you love, and I know you'd hate to see Alabama decorated with an opposing team.
Sure.
Does it bother you? Or it bothers me with the Nuggets.
It bothers me. it wouldn't bother me if both teams were good. It bothers me with the Rockies because they're so bad, and it's, you know, I'll go see the Cubs, and I'm sitting in a section, all Cubs fans, like I'm at Wrigley Field, and it's like, this isn't cool. And, like, we're singing the seventh inning stretch song, and it's root for the Rockies, and everyone says Cubbies, and it's, where am I right now?
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to support your team, sure. Just don't wear a jersey or a shirt of those two teams that are playing. You go to a Rockies-Yankees game, and you're wearing a Mets shirt.
Yeah, that's dumb.
What are you doing?
That's dumb. That should be illegal. If you go to a Broncos-Chiefs game and you show up in a Raiders shirt, no.
I'm not going to say assault, but that you may end up not being healthy.
Like, at least I got respect for you repping your team on this day. Your team's here.
You
I
got
don't
some
love
bravery
it,
in
but
you.
Why are you wearing a random shirt of a random team? That's just silly.
What about a Broncos-Chiefs game, but you're wearing a Tampa Bay Lightning shirt?
Still weird. That reminds me of some guy that's like, ooh, I'm going to sports today.
Let's go, team.
Sheila, where's my sports suit? All we've got is this hockey sweater.
We used to dress up to go to sporting events. You'd wear your three-piece suit and your top hat, and it's the middle of summer, and you're going to watch the Brooklyn Dodgers play baseball.
I'm more of like the guy that's like, I either have a corresponding shirt for one of the teams that's playing, or I just wear a very generic shirt.
Neutral color.
Just neutral color. For example, when I go watch UNC and CSU, and I don't go as a media member, and I want to be a fan, I seriously showed up in just a black t-shirt and a black hat. Because I'm like, I don't want to wear CSU colors.
Well, like, when I go to UNC games, I wear like a blue polo, but I don't like to wear it because I don't want to be associated with the team.
Why? You just don't want them to
well,
be like,
because
oh,
I'm a media person.
Yeah, that's kind of how
everyone knows
I am.
I'm a big UNC fan. Brady.
But I don't want to go to like, because what happens with me is I'll get there early and I'll end up talking to Nico Medved or like Steve Smiley. I don't want to be wearing a Rams shirt and I'm talking to Steve Smiley and he's like, dude, what the hell? Same thing with Nico. So if I wear a black shirt, they don't even ask who I'm rooting for.
Well, I mean, CU has black in their colors.
Well, I could just say I'm here scouting. But that's the thing. Like, it's either the team that I'm rooting for or whatever, or I'm going to find a generic color. If I show up, even if I'm going to a Broncos Raiders game and I show up in a Nuggets Nikola Jokic shirt, I feel that's weird. But it's a little closer, at least, because at least it's the hometown. But you're talking like Tampa Bay Lightning. It's like
you're just in the wrong sport,
sure?
Wrong state.
Wrong sport, wrong state, wrong game. Everything is wrong about what you're doing here.
Nobody's having fun.
It's like going to a Taylor Swift concert and wearing like an Uncle Cracker shirt or something. Why that name came up, don't know. How did that go over the weekend?
Apparently really well. Sold out in the field both times. Even at the concert I went to, it was not that full 3 weeks ago or whatever. She made a big donation to the food bank.
That's good.
Cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
She's Taylor Swift.
I was seeing so many people on Twitter just fanboying and girling
out. I saw videos
out.
Of people crying because she played one specific song. Like,
I just don't understand.
Recording themselves. Oh my God, is she going to play it? And then she starts playing it and then they just start crying.
And they're just like singing it at the top of their lungs and crying, and it's emotional. And I'm just like,
did you pay to see Taylor sing or to hear
well,
yourself and your friends sing?
Well, that's the other thing. There's a media member that you probably saw on Twitter that's like filming herself singing to what Taylor Swift's doing. And I'm like,
well, you can't even see Taylor on the stage.
You paid all that money and you paid to go see Taylor Swift, and now you're filming yourself singing her song.
And you're behind the stage.
And you're not even watching her.
You're watching your friend's reaction to you reacting to Taylor, reacting to you. Maybe she's not reacting to you singing her song.
Oh, I just don't get it. It's a world that I'll never understand. What has he got out there? Somebody just mic
up. Like a bag of donuts and some wrapping paper?
Somebody getting a Christmas present for You're getting donuts for Christmas or what?
Random July 18th birthdays.
Somebody's got a donut bag coming their way. Somebody just walked by the studio with a bag of donuts and wrapping paper. Boy, it should be exciting. And we talked about this a lot last week. I just don't get it. I am not a hater in the sense that a lot of people think I am. I just want to rain on everybody's parade because I'm not into it. I'm trying not to come off that way. I just think that's funny. Like, you get grown-ass human beings acting like, you know, me when I saw Beauty and the Beast for the first time or Aladdin for the first time. And I'm like six. I'm like, yeah, man, Genie, you're amazing. That's how you're acting at the age of 40. Weird. It's weird to me.
Just not have fun as an adult.
You can have fun.
Just grow out of
just
enjoying
don't
things.
Be weird. These people filming themselves crying on screen or on their phone. I've got them here. Here, I made it. Watch the concert. You paid so much for it. And we're so worried
well, they want
about
to watch
it.
The video in a month or two and now, hey, I remember when I was at that concert and I sang that song. Remember, this is how I looked.
Okay, so Brian and Tanner, their poll question on Friday was, what was your favorite song? And that is an open invitation for anybody that doesn't like Taylor Swift to come out and rip that poll question.
Oh, none of them.
I get that. Like, I also get annoyed of that. I threw up Thunderstruck, but it was more comical. I always think it's funny, like, I don't care when you answer a poll question with I don't care. It's like, yeah, but you do. You took the time. If you truly didn't care, by definition, you wouldn't respond. That being said, there was my guy Brian, got to give you credit, not Brian Gary, different Brian, who's obsessed with Taylor Swift, and gets on and basically says, all you people commenting these things, enjoy your Big Bang Theory reruns and your TV dinners. I was like, wait. So if we're not a Taylor Swift fan, we are sitting in front of our TVs with a TV dinner we got from the microwave and watching Big Bang Theory.
That's about what I did Friday, except it was Seinfeld.
It wasn't Big Bang Theory. It was like Everybody Loves Raymond, I think. But, you know, it was pizza rolls and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, you turn on Seinfeld for the night and say, I like this episode.
I wanted to reply and be a jerk back, and I'm like, as I'm sitting here watching TV with something I just microwaved, he's not 100% wrong.
In my sweatpants and tank top.
But that is a little slice of heaven for me. It just absolutely is. What is this? What do we have? What is this text? It won't load for me. Oh, there we go. From the 719. I saw people. Oh, it's from Aaron. I saw people reporting amnesia-like symptoms after the concert due to the excitement of the event.
It's an actual thing. It's called concert amnesia, where you get so excited about this experience and you go through it that your brain kind of just blacks out. And it's like, wait, what did I just do for 3.5 hours?
That is insanity to me.
It happened to me a couple weeks ago.
Really? You got so excited that you just could barely remember.
Well, like the day after, I was like, what did I do yesterday?
Did you drink anything?
No.
Nothing like alcoholical or make you feel numb?
It's just your body experiencing something for a prolonged amount of time that it just kind of blanks out for a bit. It's like, okay, you're just giving me the same input over and over again. I'm going to shut down for a while and check back later. Oh, you're still doing this? Cool.
Taylor Swift is causing people to report amnesia. That's what that was my biggest question. The theme of my questioning last week was, this is Elvis stuff here. Apparently,
I don't remember Elvis.
Nobody remembers Elvis.
But I know you put on a good show.
So that went on, and the Rockies beat the Yankees.
What a weekend.
Which was better?
Oh, I mean, the Rockies walk-off was pretty cool.
Better than the Taylor Swift, even though you didn't go?
I saw enough
stuff
of the show on her on Snapchat.
Everybody's tweeting it out and videoing it and stuff. And she's running around, and lights are going crazy. And yeah, it's cool. It's cool. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Tuesdays at Cable's Pub and Grill mean burger madness. It's It's got to be up there in the rankings as far as which thing has madness after. March Madness, obviously. Swifty Madness, apparently. And Burger Madness, right up there in the mix. $9.99. And the burgers at Cable's Pub and Grill, best you're going to find. And I say that about everything. Their pizza, you don't think of Cable's Pub and Grill like known for, oh, that's the pizza place. The pizza is 100, like my guy Brian Gary, he's always like, dude, we just order this. Even if we're not feeling like going out, we will just order this. And a little takeout, bring that pizza home. So, man, people get it. Brian's my friend. That's where we meet. My friends meet at Cable's. Burger Madness. Every time I have to do these reads, I'm like, I got to get over there. Take advantage of Burger Madness. Got to get there. First Advantage text line, 888-537-537.
Whoa, no. Is the second time.
530.
One of our show hosts has messed up the line this morning.
We were out yesterday. We got fried in the sun, and now we don't know our text line number.
Goodness.
888-530.
You can't take days off.
530-0043. Where did 530? There's no 7 in the number. It's just one of those days, man.
We associate primarily with ones, threes, and zeros.
I just don't get it. That was wild. That was a weird one. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Upon their arrival, who had the most hype coming in as a Colorado sports figure, Deion Sanders or Russell Wilson?
Did we ever see a video of Russell landing in a plane at an airport with luggage piled up at the gate and photography crews waiting for him?
Did we?
I don't think so.
So it's prime time for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he changed his name.
His first like 3 hours in Colorado are all documented.
Russell did the hype stuff, but didn't know how, maybe. It didn't feel like as much hype as prime time's put out there.
Did the Russell hype kind of just get engrossed with the Hackett hype?
I think there was part of that.
And it was, oh, we got our new coach. That's really cool. Oh, and we got the quarterback. Awesome. It became just a pairing.
Well, and there was still a lot going on with the Broncos, too. I mean, you had George Payton's really taking over more. Elway's kind of out. You got the new ownership group coming in. New coach. All this newness surrounding them. And then and the hype died down a little bit because who did Broncos country think they were going to get before Russell Wilson?
Aaron
Rodgers. So the hype was like, whoa, Aaron freaking Rodgers. And then that goes away. And then I guess we're just going to have Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. Okay. No, here comes Russell Wilson. And then it was kind of like, oh, well, that's cool. That's neat. You know, it ain't Aaron Rodgers, but it's Russell Wilson. That's a pretty cool get. So that kind of changed. With the Buffs, it wasn't like they thought they were going to get Matt Rhule or something. And then, oh, man, he's going to go to Nebraska instead. Oh, but we got Deion Sanders from the... No, it wasn't like that. Once we started to hear Sanders' name in the rumor mill, that could be the Buffs' next head coach, that became the dream, the fantasy. And I guess my brain went there after yesterday seeing Russell Wilson working out with primetime.
Come on, y'all. Russell Wilson. Holy
Yeah, your own coach was like a 14-year-old girl at a Taylor Swift concert.
Is that how Deion reacted to him showing up yesterday?
I doubt it.
He's like, how did you get in here?
I bet it was like, who gave you a key to get in here?
Is that Russell Wilson working out?
Russ is getting ripped with the Buffs, man. I mean, he's getting chiseled out there. Was this just a get-together? Just him going and throwing the ball with Shador? They were taking turns throwing to receivers? Is this what it was?
I'm sure there's more to it that we'll see in a couple of weeks. If it was some promo or
that'll be part of a training video
for Shador or something.
That'll be part of the documentary that comes out at some point. As Russell Wilson was in there and turned his season around, too. Little side note here. But it's just a new video that I saw yesterday. He's throwing a football at Folsom Field. Shador Sanders is looking at him throw the football, and then Russell's over in a corner talking to primetime. And that's the picture right there. I'm like, one word for that picture, it's hype.
Cautious.
Well, I don't think everyone's learned their lesson from last year. I have.
Oh, they definitely haven't.
I have learned my lesson. I'm not getting overhyped about Sean Payton. I'm not getting overhyped about primetime. Do I think that the Broncos can win 10 games? That's going to come down to it. I'll
find out in a couple weeks when we go through the schedule.
I was watching Good Morning Football, and they were like, every fan base can convince themselves that you can win 8 to 10 games. It's always 8 to 10 games because it's somewhat reasonable. 8 to 10 is like...
8 to 10 is like, hey, yeah. You win a couple here, win a couple there. We're competing.
We're there. Over that is like, we're not ready for that yet. Under that is like, we're not that bad, even though a lot of you are. But everybody's kind of in the, I could see 8 to 10 wins here.
And 8 wins isn't even a winning season anymore.
No, but it's still kind of like, at least 8 wins is better than 5. You know, the Broncos would love 8 wins. I think, would 8 wins feel like a failure with all the Sean Payton stuff now this year? Would 8 wins feel like a failure? Because 5 wins certainly felt like a failure with Russell Wilson.
It depends on number 3. If he looks good with 8 wins, all right. If he looks bad with 8 wins, oof.
And what if they like lose 4 games by like 2 points or something, and they're all like really bizarre ways to lose games?
Again, like, did he throw a pick in the fourth quarter? Did he fumble? Or did the defense give up a touchdown? Then that's on them.
Did you have a running back fumble the ball and a D-tackle picks it up and runs it back, and we all go back to that game and we're like, yeah, that was – the Broncos had it and – sure-handed Javonte Williams fumbles it. Damn it, we should not pay running backs. 12:48 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, normally we get Mike Brohard from CSURams.com to join us in the 12 o'clock hour on Tuesdays, but he is just landing in Vegas for the Mountain West Conference Media Days, and I've never been so eager to hear about a bunch of press conferences. Like, most of the time, Media Days are hype. That's the key word today, it's hype. And they were just build up for the season, and maybe a few questions to coaches here and there about injuries that happened or fallen short of a bowl game, whatever. This is all big stuff that's looming for both the Pac-12 and the Mountain West Conference. Mountain West starts this week. Pac-12 is next week, I think. So there's so many questions. Like, the Mountain West just had a big old board meeting, I guess, before this. They wanted to get their ducks in a row, figure out what they're going to say at these conference
days. All of their ducks or all but one?
All but one. Okay. All but one of those ducks. In fact, it's an Aztec. So they didn't say anything. They didn't go over it in the board meeting. They haven't put any new information out at this stage. So it's, I don't know. So we want to know what's going on with San Diego State. Are they staying in the Mountain West? Are they going to already, has the process already begun so that in 24, 25, they're going to be a Pac-12 team? So you've got that we're wondering about. Is the Pac-12 going to add officially 12 teams, like 2 more teams? Because they're the Pac-10 right now. Because they don't have USC and UCLA, and we have not heard anything other than San Diego State, right?
Nope.
There's no rumors of anybody going.
I saw like maybe Arizona, but that's all. That was like Arizona with CU. That's like a package.
That they would leave. Mm-hmm. So then you get the Pac-8. You're getting down to it, man. I think that, I know this is for what we learned, but conferences stop naming your name with a number. Stop it. Don't ever do that again, because now it's really bad.
What conference got that right?
The SEC. Mountain West got it right.
Hey. Directional stuff.
SEC, Mountain West, pretty much the same conference.
But how will I know where they are in the country?
That's true. That does lock you up.
There's 2 mountain ranges in the States. Oh, there's one in the West.
You got to stay. Well, there's the Mountain West Mountain and the Mountain West West.
It's only one Southeast.
Yeah, that's true. That you're right. So far, that's good. Unless they finally add somebody from the West. If they ever add someone from the West, which...
I mean, Texas, Oklahoma are coming.
Yes, yeah.
Now you got to send 2 West teams over to the East.
You're getting there, yeah. Just be careful with what you name your conferences these days. So we want to know about that. And then also, like, I know this isn't a Mountain West question, but the Pac-12, like, for them, what the hell can we watch your football games on coming up at the end of this season?
Well, the Mountain West is on, what, FS1 and CBS Sports?
Yeah. And I think you can watch a lot of their games on the Mountain West on their website for free. And that's easy to access for me. I don't have to subscribe to that. I didn't have to pay for that. I watched a lot of basketball games on the Mountain West Network website. But no, the Pac-12 didn't even get that right. It was, let's create a website, but you can't watch stuff there. You have to go to our network on the basic or on the television packages, and you got to pay a monthly fee to go watch them. So all of our advertisers that we lined up to be on this Pac-12 network, you won't actually get to hear from. Dixon texting, and Brady, would you really be cool with an 8-9 record this year? Well, I wouldn't be cool with it. Is it considered a failure, though? You'd be 3 games better than last year. Would I be cool with it? No. You just traded the world for Russell Wilson and Sean Payton the last 2 years. Everything. It better yield more than 8 wins. But how much of a failure is it if it's just 8? No, the pressure's on the Broncos for me. I don't know if I expect them to be good, but they need to be good. You're spending a lot of money on players, and you've given up a lot of your future. Final hour of the program coming up next. It's the whole show. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.